presenting startling facts and evidence that take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
JSF 9.1 FM, broadcasting live from the top of Burnaby Mountain every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Rad Radio. Yes, yes, yes. You're tuned in here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones, and you are listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the program with the one, the only, Gogol Bordello, all the way from New York City. That song was Immigrant Punk off of their first album, if I'm not mistaken, Gypsy Punks. Why am I playing Immigrant Punk music? Well, the reason is because here in the studio with me, live and in the wonderfully dressed flesh, I have both Christiana and Jillian, the director and producer of the new play, The Immigrants, that is happening September the 8th. That's tomorrow, running through the 17th, down at the Nest in Granville Island. Ladies, welcome to the show. How are you guys doing this evening?
Doing well. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So for the people out there who may not go to a lot of theater, my show usually doesn't deal with live theater. I'm a big fan. I participate in it. But I don't have a lot of theater guests. Tell people what The Immigrants is and just let them know what's going on with the show.
So The Immigrants is a play that we are doing as part of the Fringe Festival. Ooh. And The Immigrants is a two-person play. It's about two immigrants living in a windowless basement in an unnamed democratic country. They have no name, and they are stuck with each other. The play follows them as they grapple with their identities and sort of face their place in the world and the dynamic that they have with each other.
Very cool, very cool. A windowless bar, not a windowless bar, but a windowless apartment sounds very
punk, I think.
To our city. It's weird.
It's very relatable, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Possibly. So what was it about this project in particular that made you guys want, because the play isn't new. I was doing a little bit of research. It was originally written in like the 60s and like came out in the 70s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, amazingly, Rožek wrote it in the 60s. He was himself a refugee, fled Poland, and he wrote the play. He got inspired by walking down the street and looking on the grate on the street, saw two immigrants living in like really squalid conditions in this sort of basement, improper for living, like among pipes and stuff like that. And that's how he came up with the idea of writing the play. Now, it's a very old play. It's really well known in Europe. So I grew up knowing this play very well, but it's virtually unheard of here in North America. So sometimes it gets, it did get a couple of performances in New York, I think something in Toronto, but we've never had it over here. So when I came here and I started getting accommodated and learning about Vancouver, that play just popped into my mind. I realized that it's incredibly relatable for how a lot of people live. For this world where there are so many immigrants, of course, who may not have exactly the same issues, but will always find something to relate to in these two characters. And the play is extremely funny. It's a dark humor, and I am very much into that kind of comedy.
Yeah, when Nate first pitched it to me, our production coordinator here at the station, he's like, hey, man, are you interested in this this play called The Immigrants? I'm like, oh, maybe. That sounds kind of up my alley. He's like, yeah, it's this dark comedy. I'm like, that's definitely much more up my alley. So he laid it out to me. I'm like, yeah, we should probably get in contact. That's interesting that it's so old, but it's never come out here. Was that one of the main reasons that you wanted to bring it here? Is just that it didn't seem that there was a market for it, that no one's heard of this play? Or was there something more in the material itself that you felt was resonating now with people?
So when Christiana first approached me with producing this play, I read it and I thought, this is like Parasite. This is like this movie that we've all just seen and loved, but it was written so long ago. So I think the relevance of it, that this sort of what has happened is sort of happening again, and in this sort of absurdist, dark, satirical tone, seemed really relevant and sort of it met us where we were at, like as a culture. It seemed like this was something that could really speak to people. And at the same time, it was speaking to the creative team. So everybody on the creative side, so Christiana, our directors, our sound designers, are all newcomers to Canada. And Christiana can speak more about that, but that was also a compelling reason to do it.
Well, that's something I was going to lead into, because Christiana, I was reading a bit of your bio, and you are an immigrant yourself. You originally, I forget the exact where you came from, but then you were in Germany for a while before you came here.
It's a very complicated trajectory, I realize. I'm originally from Romania, so Romania, I immigrated from Romania to Canada. I lived here for a while. I am also Canadian. Mm-hmm. And then fate sent me over to Germany for 2 years, and I got stuck there for 14. I was lucky to get an opportunity to move back to Canada, but this time to Vancouver. So I lived in Toronto before. So I immigrated multiple times. If anybody knows something about immigration, that will be me.
You got a bit of experience, yeah.
Yes.
And you've got both flavors of the coast as well, which is definitely a unique experience.
Yes,
for sure.
I don't feel like going back, to be very honest.
No,
I'm very happy here.
Yeah, West Coast is very nice. I've been to the East Coast a few times. It's all right.
Yeah. So, yes, that's one of the reasons. And also the actors that I picked, the play fit them very well. So I found the actors and I picked them out of different auditions. Mm. I thought they're amazing and I really want to do something with them. And then because this play had been boiling, you know, somewhere on a back burner, it was a perfect fit.
Excellent. I like it. I like it, guys. I want to hear more. While we figure out a few more questions and I get myself up, let's dig into a bit more tunes. We've also got some stuff to let you guys know about what's going on in the scene this weekend. But if you're just tuning in, I, of course, am joined here by Christiana and Jillian. They have the play The Immigrants that is playing at the Nest on Granville Island starting tomorrow, which is September the 8th through the 17th. So go check it out. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's so nice to have an interview where people where
I'm
So that was Idols, all the way from the UK with their track Danny Nedelko off of their second album, Joy is an Act of Resistance. I played that because we are talking about immigrants and immigration and art today on the show, and I am pleased to be joined by Christiana and Jillian. Sorry, Christiana, how do I pronounce your last name?
Oh, that's a difficult one. It's Rupanu. It's a Romanian name.
Rupanu?
Rupanu, yeah.
I won't take it
personally. Don't worry about it.
And I got your last name, Jillian. Claire, correct?
Claire, like the county.
Got it. Okay, cool. Excellent. They are here because they have a brand new play that's actually very old, but new to the city, called The Immigrants. It's happening at The Nest on Granville Island, running September 8th to the 17th. And then it's also happening at, you guys are doing a performance at the Stand Festival, which is running between November 2nd and 8th. At the Presentation House Theater?
Yeah, so at the Stand Festival, we were really lucky to be picked up by them, is hosted by Blackout Theater, and they have a bunch of different venues around the Lower Mainland.
Oh, cool.
So we will be at the Presentation House Theater in North Van, but there are tons of venues that will be hosting shows from this festival, so check them out too.
Very cool. Yeah, I've never heard of Stand Fest before.
They also have dance performances, they have music performances, they'll be performing at the Annex and the Scotiabank Dance Theatre.
Cool. And sorry, correct me if I'm wrong, but the run for your guys' show at The Nest, that's part of the Fringe Festival, is that correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Excellent. So we were talking earlier about the play, about its origins. Is this the first play? Because you guys have a production company called, I had it written down and now I forget.
Exact Resemblance.
That's the one. I was going to ask, I've got it down here in my notes. That's why I can't read my own chicken scratch. I was going to ask you two questions about that. One, where did the name Exact Resemblance come from? Because it does interest me. And two, is this show the first thing you guys have put on? Or tell me a little bit about the company, the name, where it came from, and what you guys have done or plan to do.
Yeah, so Exact Resemblance was a phrase coined by Gertrude Stein, who was a part of the American troop living in Paris between the wars.
Right.
So she was hanging out with Picasso and Hemingway and F. Scott Fitzgerald and all that.
And being also Jewish and a lesbian, she had a lot of interesting experiences there.
Right.
But the most important thing is her writing. She is considered to be a genius. Many students, I'm sure, are familiar with her writing. It is extremely difficult to decipher. It speaks more in images. She turns the language upside down. She turns adjectives into verbs. And that's something very, very odd with the language. So it's extremely difficult to decipher if you're trying to read it logically.
Yeah.
It helps if you're trying to sort of just let the images kind of flow. It's more surrealist, if you want.
Interesting.
Yes.
You'll have to send me a sample of that. I'd be interested.
Yeah.
I like writing quite a bit, so I'm always interested in seeing how people play with the form.
Yeah, so when we were going through finding a name for our company, Gertrude Stein's name came up because she was so iconoclast. And this phrase, Exact Resemblance, came from a poem she wrote about her friend Pablo Picasso, who I have a complicated relationship with. But we liked that it was, written by a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Also that it was ironic. Exact Resemblance. It's nearly an oxymoron.
It is. I love oxymorons.
Yes.
It just felt, I don't know, it just clicked.
And we like the consonant sounds, Exact Resemblance.
It's very good.
Yeah.
I also like oxymorons. I also, if you guys like oxymorons, you should listen to the band Oxymoron. They're pretty
writing
good.
It down.
Do it.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit about the company itself. I mean, I like the name. I like the origins. But when did you guys form? What are you doing? Is this the first production you guys are doing? Or have you done things previously?
Yes. So this is our first production, actually. Yeah.
Under this name, this is our first production.
Yes. So we're both theater makers, and
yes.
Christiana, yeah.
Is but as this team,
yes.
This is
yes.
the new formation. Very cool. So what are you guys planning to do with the company? Is this something you guys are Vancouver based? Is this something you plan to keep doing? Is there a goal of how many shows you're trying to do a year, or what you want to grow this into? What's the pie in the sky dream?
Well,
Well, we formed Exact Resemblance because we wanted to do something that is that is fresh, that is neither just entertaining nor just deep in meaning and
intellectual.
Mm-hmm. So we like theater that does both, that entertains, that is funny, that is challenging, that is
compelling, thrilling,
yes,
exciting to watch.
I like all these adjectives.
Yeah. But then also that kind of makes you go home and go, wait a second, what did I just see? Or what am I thinking? Like questioning what you know a little bit, or questioning what you maybe thought before.
Well, I think that's the point of art in general. If you go to anything, whether it be a movie, a theater show, a concert, if you don't walk out with more questions than you had going in, I don't think that you really achieve much except for just kind of entertainment.
Yeah.
If you're not challenged or questioned or have a new perspective out of what you just consumed in this ever-ending world of content, let's say, I think it kind of defeats the point of why art exists. So the fact that you guys are deliberately trying to seek out that and give people that experience, I find very refreshing.
Yeah, thank you. And it's really, we are trying to really just ask questions or just present situations and open up cans of worms, if you want, for people to go home and think about or start a discussion.
Yeah, create conversations.
Exactly. Yeah. Rather than try to give answers or try to give away or preach.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't like that kind of theater. Yeah. And I also come from a background of comedy, so that I'm a comedy director.
Ah, okay.
But I don't do comedy just for laughs.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the shows that I've done have always been sort of a roller coaster, an emotional roller coaster. So I'll make you laugh, and then I'll make you cry, and then I'll make you laugh again. And then, you know, so I find that to be more interesting.
I would agree. There's a good balance there.
Yeah, I've always been drawn to comedy that sort of gets you laughing, and it makes you, gives you a sense of sort of safety, and then you pull the rug out from underneath it, and suddenly you're going like, whoa.
Yeah.
How did that just happen? What's going on? And then it really makes you think.
Why did I laugh for 2 hours straight?
Yeah, why did I laugh? How could I laugh at something like that?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie, thinking of that, like, did you ever see the movie Jojo Rabbit that came out a couple years back?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
I think that was a perfect example. Yeah. I'm like, because you're watching an absurdist comedy for 2 hours with Hitler being a farce.
Yeah.
Who's not a funny character by any means, but he's hysterical in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But then it throws an emotional gun punch, that one scene where you just see, what is it, Jojo's mother.
And the butterfly.
Yeah. And the just her, it's a gut punch of a film, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing where you can talk about things that are extremely serious but also find the humor, I think is important. It's the same reason why I'm a big fan of horror, because there's a line between horror and comedy, there's a line between comedy and thought. Like, it all can circle around the same area. That's very interesting. I like that, guys. Very cool. I had another question for you, and now I lost my train of thought because I was starting to think about all the stuff.
Oh, what are
our
plans?
Yes.
You were wondering
Thank
about.
Thank you. I was. Very good. You can lead the show.
So this is our first production, and like you mentioned, we've been picked up for the Stand Festival.
Very cool.
Which is happening in November. And we just announced today, actually, we have planned our second production. And so that production will be called Constellations. It's by the British playwright Nick Payne. And that is running February 14th to 25th at Studio 16 in Vancouver.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I dig it. Well, we got to cut to another break here in a second. But before we go, you guys were talking about, because your show does start this weekend, September 8th, running through the 17th at the Nest in Granville Island. You guys had a special announcement you wanted to say regarding tickets for SFU listeners specifically.
Yes.
Let people know about that before we cut into another song here.
Yeah, so our SFU students, our fellow young people, we wanted to give you guys a deal on tickets because it's really, really important for us that young people come to the theater. So, for SFU students, if you buy a ticket, we will give one to you for free.
Ooh.
So how this works is you'll have to go onto the Fringe website, vancouverfringe.com, search up the emigrants, buy your ticket. Once you get that email confirmation, forward that to us, exactresemblance@gmail.com. Again, that's exactresemblance@gmail.com. And then we will have the box office send you your complimentary ticket.
Very good. I like it. Very cool. All right, I will be back in a little bit with Jillian and Christiana. Yes, I got it. so good. In a minute. You're listening to CJSF 90.1. In the meantime, here, listen to the Dropkick Murphys. They're pretty good.
1, 2, 3, 4!
United we stand, divided we fall. Together we are what we can't be alone. We came to this country, you made it all. Say hey, Johnny, for the battle call. United we stand, divided we fall. Together we are what we can't be alone. We came to this country, you made it all.
And the boys on the docks needed John for sure. When they came to this country, he opened the door. He said, man, I'll tell ya, they don't like our kind. No, it starts with your fist, it must end with your mind.
Say hey, Johnny, boy, the battle call. United we stand, divided we fall. Together we are what we can be alone. We came to this country, you made it home.
When it comes to tough, there's no such thing.
Yes, yes, you're tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones, and you are listening to Rad Radio, broadcasting from the very tip top of Burnaby Mountain. That last track was the one, the only Dropkick Murphys off their album Do or Die. The song was Boys on the Dock. Why are all the songs I'm playing about immigration? The reason is because I am joined here in the studio with Jillian
like
Claire
it.
And Christiana Rapino.
Yeah,
say it.
Close enough. Rapano. Well done.
The director, sorry, the producer and the director of the play The Immigrants, which is playing at The Nest this weekend, September 8th, running all the way through the 17th. That's happening down on Granville Island. You can also check it sometime between November 2nd and 8th at Standfest at the Preparation House Theater. Man, I cannot read my own shit.
Presentation House.
God damn. So close. I was doing good. So, let's see. We've chatted a bit about the play. We've chatted a bit about yourselves. We've chatted a bit about the company. What else do we want to talk about? The play itself, like I said, it deals with some, I'd say, dark issues.